In 2009, a group of Kevin Smith fans converged on Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Sent there to play hockey, they soon discovered their mission was full of hijinks, shenanigans, and a whole lot of beer and poutine. Having survived their first year in the Great White North, they returned every year to continue the tradition. But in 2015, three of them decided to document their adventures, trials, and tribulations. If you have come to laugh, cry, or simply enjoy yourself at their expense, then you have come to the right place. You have come to Jim's Barbecue.
Hi, welcome to episode 36 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
Hey, Dylan. Wow, that was a long intro for yourself.
Sorry.
Ah, that was good. I liked it. What's popping is it doesn't sound like the show's popping very much.
No, we got to get it popping. Come on. Wake up, Jim. What's the matter? Are you tired?
Dude, I just took a nap, man. I'm just waking up.
Just waking up?
Oh, you're so, man, you're tired. You got to take a nap after you're done sleeping? Thank you, Mr. Science Theater 2000. I just stole your quote.
I'm just fucking old.
All right. Well, welcome to episode 36 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm happy that we're doing this one tonight. Not sure what we're going to get to, but, you know, you can always find out about all of our episodes, and you can find out about all of our stuff over at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JimsBBQPod.
You can also email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com or follow us on the interwebs at www.JimsBBQPod.com.
And get all you the get episodes. All of the episodes.
Yep. Right, fresh from the grill.
Yes, indeed. If you don't want to go right to the grill, if you're afraid you might get burned on the grill, you can go out to iTunes and subscribe right at iTunes as well.
We highly encourage you to do so. And tell your friends about it.
Yeah. Give us a nice star rating. Give us like a 5-star rating or write up a little quick review that you love the podcast, that you think Dylan's a Sarge. You know, all that good stuff. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, let me know if you think I'm a Sarge or if you think Jim's tired. Or do you think
tired.
Mike is the best person on the planet?
I know.
I'm far from that.
They tell you they're a Sarge. Everybody knows you're a Sarge.
Who, me?
Yeah.
All right, you're talking about the other guy, right?
The other Dylan?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's talking about Gillen Dunzalis.
Oh, what about Yuri? He's a Sarge.
Oh shit.
Yuri's a big-ass Sarge.
Gillen. That would be perfect.
Gillen?
No. I was thinking about, you know how I've been calling you little buddy? Like
yeah.
Skipper
oh,
and
like
Gilligan?
Gillen.
Ah, yes.
Dilligan.
Yeah, I've noticed this week that Jim's been referring to Dylan as his little buddy. It's kind of cute, almost in a like a Gilligan Skipper kind of.
It's cute, like, bordering on creepy.
Yeah, because I'm the fat guy and he's the rapper.
Yeah.
What?
I don't even know.
Okay. Back in the day, DJ Jazzy Jeff from Fresh Prince had an album called He's the DJ and I'm the Rapper.
Mm.
So I said, I'm the fat guy and he's the rapper.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
All right. So
glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah.
All our shows are filled with Will Smith references. Come on.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? If you would like to maybe someday have a jersey designed where Jim is the mascot on the jersey and Dylan is like on the shoulders, you could have that jersey designed where Jim is like the skipper and Dylan is like, or Jillen, if you will, is the little shoulder patches. And it could totally be a Gilligan Island jersey.
You make it sound like I'm like part of the ICB.
Dude, I so totally need to find you a red shirt with like white accents and a white bucket hat.
I know who could probably make him a red shirt with white trim.
That's true. That is very true.
Yes. Our good friend at Dottie Ken's Ugly Shirts.
Yep.
One of our other friends of the podcast.
Gotta add her to the website.
Yeah.
True yeah. That.
Maybe we'll be able to add some of her products to the website or pictures of her products to the website. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, wait till you guys see what we have working. If you listen to the episode 35 with our good friend Jeff, you'll know what we're talking about. Dottie does some excellent work. But you'll have to listen to that episode to find out what we're talking about, because it's just, it's epic. Jim had perhaps one of the most epic weekends ever here in Rochester. I've never seen anybody so enthusiastic about something in my life. I mean, it was just an amazing sight to behold.
Yeah, that's how I go all out for everything, man.
I know. Gotta I know. Passion. That's why if you want a hockey jersey themed to Gilligan's Island and it features Jim and Dylan, you can go out to grinderjerseys.com and Jim and Jeff Quigley will make that a reality for you.
Hell, I'll even sign it.
You'll sign that, motherfucker.
Yep.
Oh, I just swore. I'm not supposed to do that.
Wait, why?
Oh, because the lady of the house gets on my case if I swear too much on the podcast.
Oh, right.
Fuck all that.
Do you have a swear jar?
Huh? What's that?
Do you have a swear jar?
A swear jar? No, I don't. I probably should, man. I'd end up putting a whole lot of money away for our first annual Jim's BBQ podcast fan cruise.
Which, by the way, if you would like to go and join us, by all means, jump on the ship.
Yeah, man. Yeah, get right on that ship. We're about 100 days away at this point from setting sail.
About 3 months of horrible holiday retail, and then it's just straight cruising for about a week and a half.
Yeah, man. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see you guys. I can't wait to podcast with you right on the ship. Get your impressions of what you think are going on. We'll look at all the blue hairs in the casino and laugh at them.
The blue hairs. Forgot about that.
Yeah, man.
I can't wait till I wake up naked to Dylan out in the hall upside down.
Oh, man, that's going to be one of those rough nights.
Yeah, man.
Oh, we got some turbulent seas ahead.
I'm picturing...
Better grab onto something sturdy.
I'm picturing Paul, Dylan, and Jim all naked in the hallway.
I have a question. Why are you thinking about all three of us naked?
Well, because, man, that's just one sexy picture.
Oh man!
I'll be looking out the peephole of my cabin just to check all that shit out.
Yeah, we'll all be gathered up on the poop deck for that one.
You gotta figure, oh, the poop deck.
So you got to figure he's got a pretty good chance of one or two of the happening. Either him getting so drunk that he sees it in his delusional state, or B, we all get so drunk that it ends up happening.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, it's not gonna happen because Jim is gonna be like, I'm tired.
That's true. Plus, Paul.
He's like, I never get to sleep this well. I'm tired. I'm gonna go put on my Darth Vader machine.
Yeah, exactly. But I can't picture Paul getting. Well, I can picture Paul being drunk, but I couldn't picture him being so drunk that he'd be like, "Hey, let's take off our clothes." He'd be like,
"That would be so weird."
But, I mean, even Paul, a completely ripped state, I could see somebody being like, "Let's get naked." And Paul'd still be like, "No,
nah." Nah. Dylan, you get no. And he'd be like, no, you can't get naked either.
He'd be like, you guys go right ahead.
Dylan. Like, I'm Dylan, just gonna leave. Dylan, Jim, it's Paul. I have an idea. Let's get naked.
Is that your Paul impression?
Liz was telling me the other day that she liked Paul on the podcast because his voice is really soft and velvety. So
I'm telling you, he'd be perfect for NPR.
Yeah, yeah, that's what she was saying. She's like, his voice is so great for the podcast because it's opposite the rest of us.
He's mesmerizing when he talks. Like,
yeah, man.
He's like a snake charmer, man. I just want to go right to sleep.
Hey, guys, let's all get naked. We're going to go have a late night brekkie.
Is that your Jack Nicholson, Paul Saunders impression mixed together?
I guess, I don't know, I just...
All right.
Fucking A, man. I'm thirsty. Are you thirsty, Mike?
I am very thirsty. If you couldn't tell that I was just taking a drink when you asked me that question.
Oh, really? What yes. Were you taking a drink of?
Well, I've been enjoying Allegiant's Punkachino. which is a coffee pumpkin ale. And man, is it freaking delicious. Anheuser-Busch be damned, but man, Elysian still rocks out a very nice beer here with great flavors of cinnamon and nutmeg and vanilla, coffee, of course, and pumpkin, obviously. Man, it's freaking so good. I can't fault a business for wanting, you know, an owner of a business maybe wanting to cash out eventually. I get that. But I applaud them for actually staying true to the roots of this beer, because it's delicious. It's so good, I got to seek out more of it.
Awesome.
Yeah. What do you got going?
I'm drinking Trillium's Double Dry Hop Melcher Streak. Is it Melker or Melcher?
You know, I'm not gonna profess that my brother is an expert by any stretch of the imagination, but when he has said it, he says Melker.
Okay.
So it very well could be Melcher.
Well, we'll go with Melker.
Like,
yeah, I mean, if someone can clue us in, does it rhyme with Belch or does it rhyme with
Belch?
Belk.
Like Belky?
Yeah, sure. But that was Balky.
Or, yeah, I know.
But
Perfect Strangers?
Belk is actually, I believe, a department store. I've seen that before, like, in my travels.
Well, whatever. Anyway.
But, is it Belch or Belk? That's what does it rhyme with? Which one does it rhyme with?
Well, we're not sure. But anyway, the beer is awesome. Actually, this was given to me by a customer of mine. He went up to Maine and brought back some Trillium, some Thistle Brothers. I forget what the other one was. Some Maine. But this was one of the two Trillium cans they gave me. And man, Trillium is just cranking out some great shit. This is just like really nice, dry, super grapefruit IPA. Really great.
So he didn't just do just Maine. He did, it sounds like, a whole New England style trip for you.
Well, yeah, he actually said that Allagash was, he went to Allagash Brewery and said it was one of the most disappointing brewery visits ever been to in his life.
Hmm.
Said that they really didn't have anything there that was interesting.
Yeah, it's strange sometimes, like when you go to a place and you have such high expectations, and then you show up and you're like, oh, this is just kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like today, I drove about 30 minutes away from my home, went to a local-ish brewery to me called Magnify, and had some of their beers. And man, those guys are kicking butt. We actually sell them at my store through direct distribution, and they're doing a really good job. Hats off to Magnify.
Cool. It's always glad to find those little tiny gems, you know?
Oh, they're not tiny. They're starting to pick up speed big time.
Well, to find those gems, I should say.
So I might bring some up to when I come visit, just so I can give you an idea of what they what they're brewing down there.
Sure. I'd look forward to it. You know me, I'm equal opportunity. I like to try stuff from all over the place.
So, and you know, it's a little bit different from your kind of well-known New Jersey breweries like River Horse and Flying Fish and stuff like that. So, Jim, you drinking anything, or you just kind of?
I'm just chilling like a villain.
You popping some Vivern with some water there, maybe?
I do have some water, but
need to give you some caffeine pills. Start singing. I'm so excited.
I just can't hide it.
Yeah.
Hey,
just like Jesse Spano used to do.
Just like Jesse Spano.
So Jim, you've been leading the charmed life of late, man. You're once again up in one of my favorite cities. You were up in Buffalo.
Yep. Did I tell you what, man? On all the shit that I've ever heard about Buffalo and the bad rap and all that, and being up there three times in like the last 2 months, it's a fucking cool city, man.
I don't know about that, but okay.
Wow. I thought it was a pretty cool city. It's not like I went and exploring and sightseeing, but just as far as like where I was downtown all three times. But what I'm referring to is just the character of the city, the architecture, the buildings. I mean, it's...
But yeah, you know, what I was going to say, Jim, was, I mean, there is some cool architecture downtown Buffalo. I know the City Hall building is pretty neat looking, and the whole circle thing that they got going on right there. It's a neat little area right there. I just...
Just had a lot of character, man.
Yeah. Some of the people just... people that Sean and I have encountered over the years of going there for, like, concerts and whatnot are kind of annoying, kind of cheesy. I don't know what it is. But there's parts that I enjoy. There's parts of it that haven't been too bad. Like, when I went North that beer festival just south of the city, it wasn't that bad. There was a couple of interesting folks there, but otherwise it was pretty cool. Actually, that con, I mean, I came up for it. It was really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys want, check out our Facebook page. I posted a video there of basically a tour of Shad's booth.
His booth is definitely impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. I was waiting for like a sexual comment from Dylan.
I got nothing.
I'm going to come up out of the booth.
But yeah, man, he had some great work there, and the booth was huge.
Yeah, that's just what she said.
Yeah, yeah. Tons of paintings, just beautiful stuff, man. I really dug the Slimer that he has. That one's really neat looking.
So you really dug the Slimer that he had in his booth?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Interesting.
Of course, yeah. The Chewbacca was cool.
That Chewbacca is friggin' the way he did the lighting and the Chewbacca is awesome.
But yeah, we walked around for a bit. Sean came up and we met up with you guys, you and Kathy, and we walked around the con for a little bit and took in all the sights and sounds. And a little disappointing that Steve Guttenberg had left relatively early. On Saturday, like, he was gone by what, like,
I think like two?
Two. I mean, that was ridiculous, man. I was a little upset at that. Sean, I think Sean honestly would have maybe gone up to meet him.
I think Sean was kind of man-crushing on Guttenberg.
Yeah, a little bit maybe. Yeah, I think he was a little disappointed that he didn't get to meet the Goot.
Yeah, in fact, Shad even had a Guttenberg painting in the booth, and Guttenberg ended up picking it up.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw that. You had a really cool picture with him.
Yeah, so, it was really cool. I've had nothing but a blast with those dudes, man. Shad's an awesome guy. The people I've met through Shad, Jacko, Johnny, Caitlin, Connor, you know, some of his family swung by the first time from Nickel City.
Right.
You know, met his parents, a bunch of people, other people came down. It just, good crew of people. I mean, a lot of people that support him, and just nice to see the support, and it was really cool meeting a lot of new people, and everybody was awesome. Just had a great fucking time doing it. I could, you always do the Grinder Jersey intro thing, but, you know, we're going to be doing some cons with the Grinder Jersey and all that stuff, and I'll tell you what, man, if shit takes off with that, I mean, I could really, really see doing the con circuit and stuff like that. I've enjoyed it. There's a subculture to the whole con thing that I've never knew about until... You know, started hanging out with Shad and going to him with him and helping all that stuff.
Oh, I think you need to tell us a little bit about this subculture.
What, the subculture of the cons?
Yeah, you were having a grand old time, man.
Oh, dude, it's so much fun, but it's weird. It's like, you know, obviously, you know, Shad's a personal, charismatic guy, and, you know, he's met a lot of people, so I've met a lot of people through him and just walking around meeting and talking to people, too. But
did you meet Zech?
Oh, yeah, dude, I talked to Zech for probably almost a half an hour.
It was weird where his table was. He was down, like, in that corner. He looked a little lonely.
We're talking about Mike Zech, by the way, for those of you out listening out there in podcast land.
Yeah.
Legendary artist.
Oh, dude, I dropped a bill at his booth alone, man.
Very nice.
Did you remember to pick it up?
Nice. No, he kept it.
No, Mike Zech picked it up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I picked up all three Punisher.
Oh man, that was the classic Jim gloss over.
It was too. he had
three... That was the double gloss over.
We had these three Punisher prints that were fucking awesome as hell. So he had that 5-issue miniseries of the Punisher. Those
was
iconic
it
covers.
Circle of Blood.
No, it was just the Punisher.
I thought he did, like, no, I thought it was called Circle of, I think it was collected as Circle of Blood.
Really?
I think so.
I've never seen a name on it. I mean, they were talking about one from, like, 30 years ago, 25 years ago.
I'm gonna look it up right now. I know he did,
I mean, those covers are iconic, especially the first
issue. He did, what was the big Marvel crossover event?
Secret Wars?
Yeah, Secret Wars. He did that, right?
Yep. I just, did love his stuff. Like I said, I got a bunch of stuff signed by him. The one print I got, I ended up getting two of them because, one to hang in my room, and then two, I wanted to take one to work.
I know why I fucking love him so much. He did Kraven's Last Hunt, the fucking greatest Spider-Man story of all time.
It's like a side profile view of the Punisher, like with him pointing his gun, and he signed the barrel of the gun on one of them, and then underneath it, like down at the bottom, he signed the other one, so signed it there. So I got two, one of each way, and then keep one in each spot. But yeah, he had the six prints of the Punisher, Spider-Man Kraven thing, which Kraven is my favorite Spider-Man villain.
Dude, fucking best Spider-Man story of all time.
Oh, hands down.
Like, hands down. Like, it's better than, you know, Death of Gwen Stacy. It's better than the fucking Venom, the symbiote, all that bullshit. It's such a good story.
Yep. Oh, I do.
My only complaint with that story is I wish there was more, like, insane Kraven, like, killing people in it.
More
just to
cowbell?
See how fucking, like, what?
More cowbell?
More cowbell, exactly. No, I really wish that there was a little bit more of, like, him in the Spider-Man suit, like, just beating the snot out of people. They could have gone into that a little bit more, but otherwise, that was such a fucking brilliant storyline.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's exactly like you said, the definitive Spider-Man story. I mean, when you think of a, you know, it's hard to imagine like a crossover, but it went crossed over the different Spider-Man titles and everything, but it really was, again, hands down the best story, Spider-Man one, and again, top it all off was Kraven, and it was fantastic.
Did you know that was originally supposed to be a Batman story?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think JM, or someone had pitched that story to DC as a Batman story, and it was supposed to be Bane, and then they took it over to Marvel, and they're like, oh, we could use this, let's just rework it, and we'll make it Spider-Man, and we'll make it Kraven. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, which spoiler alert with Kraven dying.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Actually, hold on, here is what it says on Wikipedia. J.M. DeMatteis, the guy who wrote it, proposed a Wonder Man limited series involving his half-brother, Grim Reaper, in which Wonder Man is buried and ultimately crawls out of the grave. It was turned down. Mateus reworked it into a Batman story if the Joker actually killed Batman. They rejected it because it was too close to the Killing Joke, and then he was going to use Hugo Strange, and then finally pitch it to Marvel with Spider-Man. And new villain, he came up with a story, which I guess Vermin was the other character in it. Huh, interesting.
Yeah, it was kind of funny too, because talking to Zach and everything, talked to him for a while, and then I was like, you know, and there wasn't anybody else behind me either, which was kind of cool because I got to spend the extra time with him. But he's, you know, he did the courtesy thing, nice talking to you and everything when I was gonna go, and he's like, well, thanks for buying so many and everything, and it's just like. Dude, I totally fanboyed out on him at that point, and I was like, no, dude, thank you, man. I've enjoyed your stuff so much. I need to thank you, not you don't have to thank me for shit.
That's awesome. I love moments like that.
So, and plus, it was kind of cool because, you know, he knew Shad too from another con that they did together or whatever. So that was kind of cool.
It's cool though, like when you can go and like you know meet someone like that and have that interaction. You know, like it's just. More so like on a personal level than anything else. And it's cool that those guys are so accessible, you know, especially if you really admire their work like that, you know?
Well, like he was saying too, I can't remember what con he said he was at. It was, I think it was like a month before, you know, he's like, you know, don't get me wrong. It's slow here. He goes, I enjoy them both where I'm busy. He goes, but the other con he goes was just nonstop for the entire 3 days, just constantly signing and talking and all that. And he's like, you know, those have their merits, and I do enjoy those ones, too. But he goes, you know, he told me, he's like, it's nice talking to people like yourself where, you know, we can spend a half an hour talking, you know, and actually have a conversation instead of just giving everybody 5 minutes and being like, next.
Sure. It's like I referenced it earlier, like when I worked at beer festival, it was just like there was times where we were pouring for like 3 or 4 hours, and there was times where it was just like person after person after person coming up. And, you know, you're trying to describe these beers to them, and then you're going on to the next person and describing the same thing to them and then to the next person. And then you might have these occasional lapses where, like, you'd be able to spend a little bit more time with somebody and discuss more of the nuances with them, you know, about the beer or about the comics.
Right.
You know, in this case. So it's really cool when I'm sure they probably rather enjoy that, like, when they're able to have those deeper discussions.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, yeah, you know what? There's another dude I met, speaking of Joey's, Joe Rubenstein, another cool dude. He's actually doing a commission of Gambit for me.
Nice.
He was the first dude to ever draw Gambit, so, I mean, it was a no-brainer. Cool. But, you know, that's the other thing, too, especially, you know, going to these things with Shad. Not all, you know, not only are we having a good time with him, you know, him and the crew and all that stuff, or, you know, he calls us the A-team, but, you know, usually the celebrities stay in the same place and, you know, like Rubenstein was next to us in the Nickel City Con, and, you know, is a dude that I grew up, you know, admiring his art when I was a kid and everything, and, you know, didn't realize it until I, you know, got to my teenage years where I started realizing who writers and artists were and whatever. But, you know, and the dude comes over and he's like, hey, can you watch my booth for like a half an hour for me? And I'm like, you know, I just filled the cup. And seeing them, because they all, you know, everybody circulates, like I said, like there's a culture inside there. And this one was just that there's a place across from the Hilton where we were staying. Crap, what was it called? The Century, I think. And, like, everybody went over there and hung out and just, like, you know, Zek was there and everything, you know, to bring him up again. But just how, I don't know, in your mind you put these people on a pedestal and then you're sitting with them, you know, 5 hours later at a, you know, pub bar across the street just talking normal shit, not even about comics, just talking about stuff and sitting at a table with them. It's just kind of, I don't know, humbles me in a way and just makes me realize, too, how normal people really are. You're either a dick or you're not, and basically life, well, that's what it boils down to.
It probably helps that you get to, you know, like, you kind of get that in by helping Shad out. You know, you get to network a little bit with some people that, you know, it, as a regular congoer, you wouldn't necessarily get that kind of interaction with them.
Oh, probably, yeah, exactly what you're saying. Yeah. It's just, I mean, it's just weird, though. I mean, it's like, again, you know, a comic icon, like, fucking, basically a comic god, you know, and you're just sitting at a table with them, and, hey, anybody want anything? I'm going to go up to the bar. It's just,
yeah.
Like I said, it just, it's one of those things, you know, but, you know, it's weird, because in your head, you know, you think, you know, like I said, you know, whether you put these people on a pedestal, or just, you know, you have them in a different section in your mind, and you're with them, and they're just normal people. And like I said, it just boils down, you know, are you a dick or aren't you?
Right. Right.
So when he went to the bar, were you like, oh, you got a cherry Coke?
No, I was actually
drinking. I don't think he did, based on some of the interactions we had with Jim over that weekend.
Yeah, I had a good time that night. I got pretty lit.
Yeah. Yeah, we could tell.
Yeah, I don't even know what cider it was. They had a cider there, and I kept...
Yeah, Jim was basically doing the equivalent of, like, drunk texting Dylan and I throughout the evening. It was pretty funny. Yeah, I won't mock you for it, but it was kind of amusing.
I got I really got a kick out of it the next day when I went back and reread some of the shit.
Most of it was ill. It was uber Edelstonese.
Well, I wrote it, so I knew what I was talking about, I guess.
It was just like... Blah, 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 blah.
Well, after the first couple ones, I was like, Jesus, I'm really this bad, because rereading them, like you said, it's, and then plus being drunk, it was, made it even worse. But some of them I had to read.
You were like hanging out in like a room. You were drinking like stuff from like an alien egg. You had rings on your feet.
Oh, yeah. God, the alien egg thing was later. I forgot about that. We were, this was probably I don't know. This is way early morning after we left the bar and everything, because they closed down. And it was just me, Shad, and Jacko hanging out in his room. And they had bourbon. And Shad got these alien eggs, like literally alien eggs from the movie Aliens, to go with the figures, like to put around them. And there's like three unhatched eggs and three hatched eggs. And we're sitting there, and Shad's like, oh, I want to check these things out. I didn't get the chance to look at them earlier. And he opens them. He's looking at him, and he's like, these would make good shot glasses. So
why the hell not, right?
Yeah, so we had some shots out of those.
Do you enjoy bourbon?
No, I actually didn't have any of that.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind bourbon at all. I just, at that point, I was just, I just didn't
you even were
drink
good.
Anymore. Yeah, exactly. So
Jim was feeling good.
But yeah, we sat around for a while talking. It was just stupid shit like that, hanging out with your buddies with, you know, the, hey, let's drink out of alien eggs, or, you know, just weird shit like that. It was a really fun time, man. We had a great time.
Yeah, after we walked around with you and Kathy, Sean and I made like another trip through the con floor just to kind of revisit and see if there was anything we missed or anything we wanted to, you know, look at a second time. And while we did that, we had a fun celebrity interaction.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What might that be?
Well, I'm sure you know who it was, Jim. Tito? But yes, we got to have a little chat with Mr. Former WWF Tag Team Champion, one half of Strike Force, the El Matador, former WWF Intercontinental Champion, one of the original superstars there in the WWF era, like right during the height of Hulkamania. Yes, that's right, Tito Santana. Really nice guy. Really, really just like genuine. Just very cool guy. Very down to earth. Wasn't that long of a conversation. Maybe a minute or two. You know, just saying, hey, we enjoy your work over the years. You know, gave him all the platitudes he deserved. Just really nice. Very appreciative of our words.
Yeah, he was a cool dude. I talked to him for quite a while at one point too.
Yeah, he was. He seemed pretty cool. Yeah. It was funny though. Like they actually, and I know you heard this, but they made like an announcement while we were there that he was only going to be around for like another 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And we walked back, and he was still there. That was like an hour and a half later.
Mm-hmm.
And he was still there. I'm like, okay, he decided not to leave for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty cool. It was funny because, like you said, just talking to him, you know, gave him the accolades he deserved and all that, and just steamrolled into conversation after conversation with that, and then it eventually turned into, can you believe all this candy that's sitting at these booths right next to me? I don't know if you noticed that there was like two candy booths right next to him.
Yeah, and then he had the cupcakes right across from him, too. Dylan, there was some like lady selling cupcakes like at the con. It was like right near this like former professional wrestler. So like if he had any inkling of like wanting sugar, there was plenty right near him. I mean sugar like the literal sense, not sugar in the
you want a little sugar?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so yeah, we had a good time, you know, and then I think we went back and chatted with you for a little bit longer, and I knew we'd be seeing you again soon. So Sean and I decided to head to dinner, and we went to this brew pub that was downtown, and it was so-so. We had been there before, and I think their beers have fallen off a little bit, but we had a good time, and I had a really good sandwich. I had are you guys familiar with the Monte Cristo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a Monte Cristo, and it was really good. There was one little tiny thing that occurred at this brew pub, though, that was kind of amusing but kind of irritating at the same time, was that this place is huge. And when I mean huge, I gotta say it's 5 or 6 floors in height.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, they have rooms for like events. They do weddings there. They do buffets before Buffalo Sabres hockey games. They all sorts of different events. The bottom floor of it's pretty big. The basement, they have like a sandwich shop. I mean, the place is just mammoth. I don't think I've ever been on every single floor of it. But we walk in, and it's, I don't know what time that was, Jim. What was it, about 4:30 or so when we left you, I think?
Right about
maybe
there.
4, somewhere in that range. So we walk in, and it's just before dinner crowd. And the place isn't really full or anything, right? So it's just Sean and I. We're getting a table for two.
So romantic.
And, oh, yeah.
Ew.
You know it. Yeah. The hostess takes us through, like, a maze of different areas where there's all these tables. And all these tables are empty. And we keep walking further and further back. And she eventually turns down this one pathway. And it's ending. There's nowhere else we're going to possibly go but to a table that is right next to a table of 15, where 3/4 of the table are full of youth hockey players, ages 6 to 8, right, and their parents. They seated us right next to them. Of all the places they possibly could have sat us in this place, which was, I would say, at that time, probably about 70% empty, they sat us right down right next to those kids. And it was just like, do you not think, like, these two adults maybe don't want to sit right next to a table of 15 kids and their parents? Right.
There's got to be a methodology for why they do shit like that, though. Like, they're probably into, I mean, I totally get what you're saying, Mike, and, like, I would be annoyed, too, but they're probably doing that, like, let's just funnel the people in as deep as we can so that as we, you know, as more people show up for the dinner crowd, we don't have to walk as far, they don't have to walk as far, we can just kind of do it, like, table by table, you know what I mean?
Right, and I appreciate that, but it was strange because we sat there, and there
did
was
you another, ask if you could get another table?
I asked Sean if he wanted to do that, and he's like, nah, let's not bother. I was like, we could ask for a different table, or we could ask to, you know, eat up at the bar instead, or something like that. He's like, nah, he's like, I'm okay with it. I'm like, all right. I was like, this is going to be kind of annoying. You realize that, right? And he's like, yeah, nah, let's not worry about it. Let's just get our food. I'm like, all right. So, I mean, the food was actually really good. I had that Monte Cristo sandwich that I mentioned, and it was freaking delicious. It was actually really well done. We almost got caught in a rainstorm, which I know I had texted Jim going, oh, fuck, man, it's really raining out now.
Yeah.
We were about 5 blocks away from our car, which we had parked up near the convention center. So we finished up our meal, and I look out, and it's looking like it's dying down a little bit. So we hoof it back to the convention center area to get back to my van. And as we're crossing the street from where the convention center is to the parking lot that we parked at, there's this woman with her husband, I presume, that are also crossing the street. And they look very well-to-do. Guy's in a suit jacket, dress pants, shirt, and the woman's in a dress, like a cocktail dress. They look like they're going to, like, a wedding reception or some such shit, right? And this guy, I'd almost venture to say he might be a little sargy.
Oh.
Yeah. I notice that they're walking, and as they start to cross the street, the woman looks over at me, and she's like, hey, do you know where the Statler Hotel is? And I lived in Buffalo, but I don't know Buffalo that well. I mean, it's been a better part of 20 years that I've, you know, almost 20 years that I haven't lived there. So I don't know the downtown area very well. I know some particular parts of downtown well, but I don't know. I had never been to that convention center, so I didn't know that particular area at all. So I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't. So I'm noticing, I mean, like I said, cocktail dress. And he's like he's in like a suit, but no tie. And I notice, I look up, and she's holding in her hand her shoes. She's walking through the rain. It had just rained in downtown Buffalo barefoot. And I'm just like, that is like the most disgusting thing I could possibly ever see. Like, as somebody walking through the city barefoot. It's just so freaking nasty, Dylan.
No, I know, and like,
I'm just like, I get the point. I get that, you know, maybe walking in the heels that she had might be a little difficult. I understand that, but ugh, just fucking disgusting.
No, it is gross. It's not like, okay, oh, you're running to the wedding and you had to take your heels off, but it's just like,
no, she didn't want to walk in them because they're probably difficult to walk in, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is where the Sarge comes in, and this is why this guy is a Sarge.
So
it just rained.
Wear comfortable shoes.
Well, that notwithstanding, women are a slave to fashion. You know that, right?
They shouldn't be, but whatever.
But they are. They are. I mean, you know how I am. I dress comfortably. I mean, you know what I have on right now.
I'm just saying, like,
you're wearing
any
clothes?
Sane person.
Yes, I have basketball shorts on and a t-shirt. Surprise.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, it's just like, why would you wear heels if it's like, you're not going to wear, it's also like, they're non-functional for that kind of weather.
No, but that's the thing, though, is if she knew she was going to the wedding and everything, she wanted to dress up for it and she wanted to look nice, right? And maybe the shoes are part of the outfit, right? So this is why this guy is a Sarge. You see what the weather conditions are. You know, if you have a smartphone in this day and age, which a lot of people do, and these people look well-to-do, I bet at least one of them had a smartphone, and it probably had a GPS on it, so you know where the frick the parking garages are and everything. Why in the hell wouldn't you go and drop her off at this hotel? Like, at the freaking drop-off point of the hotel. Why would you make her walk?
I know why.
Because he's a Sarge?
Exactly.
That's the Sargiest freaking move ever, dude. I mean, older people start to get a little...
dude.
Older people get a little more stubborn when it comes to that thing. I've seen it. But, man, just...
But, like, just be practical about it.
Do the right move and drop her off, man, at the door. Don't be a Sarge about it. Just go do it. Do what's right.
Don't be a douche.
Exactly. Don't be a Sarge.
But he was.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Sean and I were just totally grossed out by that because you're walking through who knows what in Buffalo in your bare feet. Ugh. So freaking disgusting.
Piss, dirt, drugs.
Yeah. So we drove, Sean and I actually went to check out a wrestling event that night at, in a town just north of Buffalo called Lockport. There's a company called Ring of Honor. And they were running a show there. Show was really good, but I just wanted to comment on it. I don't know if Jim witnessed any of this. Did you witness any of, or recall any of the storm that night?
Fuck no.
You didn't?
No.
Oh my God. The ride there was like just scary as fuck, man. It was right about the time probably that the con was ending for that day, but I don't know if you guys have like a cleanup or, you know, have to do anything like at the end of the con or even if you had to walk outside at all. I don't know if you did, but it was pretty fucked up, man. Just the lightning and thunder and everything. It was a pretty huge storm rolling through, but I just wanted to see if you didn't witness it, then I'm just remembering it for myself then.
No, I know I didn't.
Yeah. But insecurities with Dylan, Jim, and Mike.
All right.
So this is going to be a little bit of a twist on insecurities. Tonight, the questions are going to come from Dylan.
Yeah.
Ooh.
These are questions, I'm going to say, quote unquote, inspired by Kids Interview Bands, which is a very funny, entertaining YouTube channel that you should check out. So, took some questions from them. Please don't sue us. I know they're only like 10 years old, but they probably still know what a lawsuit is. Anyway.
So here's the thing. If they want to sue anybody, the podcast, the name of the podcast is Jim's BBQ Podcast. So if you're going to sue anybody, they're going to sue Jim.
All right. Well, wow. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, so Jim's right under the bus there.
Thanks, Jim.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, here we go. And these aren't like the, you know, like the typical insecurity kind of whatever. I'm already...
This is just going to be a special segment. This is, you know, like this... They're not going to even be in like the numerical... What do we want to call it? The numerology of insecurities. This is going to be like question A.
Yeah, sort of. We're just doing this for fun. So anyway, here we go. All right, so first question from Dylan. If somebody made a movie about you, who would play you? And what would it be called?
Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
This is crazy, Dylan. Question number 52 on my list. If a movie was made of your life, what genre would it be and who would play you?
That's fucked up.
Oh my God. We ended up with the same question, basically, except mine has the genre and yours has...
The title.
Okay, so we got three parts here, Jim.
So we have one big super question.
Yes, so it's going to be genre, the actor, and the title of the movie.
When questions collide.
Yes. Oh, God, this is crazy. Collide. So this is question 52 on my list, and this is Dylan's special questions from, what did you say it was? kids asking rock bands?
It's like kids interview bands, but, you know, there are questions inspired by them because I thought they were funny.
Yeah, it's good. It's funny that we both had that question, and it happened to be the next one on my list, so... It's
question 52, huh? That's interesting. That's like the DC 52 worlds and all that bullshit.
Huh.
So who's going first?
So Jim, who would play you?
Wait, okay, it's who would play you, the genre, and what was the third part?
Title of the movie.
Title of the movie, Jesus.
Yeah, the title's the difficult part here.
Jason Biggs, comedy, and drive-thru.
Drive-thru? Why would it be called drive-thru?
Because me and my one buddy Jay, like, we would go through drive-thrus, and I'd always do stupid shit, and we always said we were going to film it. Like, remember McDonald's' one campaign would be like, you know, we give away free smiles.
Okay.
So we would just go through the drive-thru, and they'd ask you what order was, and I'd be like, yes, I'd just like my free smiles, please.
Okay.
Sometimes I'd drive backwards through the drive-thru.
Why Jason Biggs?
I don't know. Because he's the pie fucker.
Because he's the pie fucker.
Okay, so I think we need to add a little bit to this. I think we need to maybe come up with people that we think maybe should play Jim in this movie. So I'm trying to think of the name of the movie. It's fuck, man, I can't remember it. It's the military one where the dude ends up the guy is in boot camp and he ends up shooting.
Oh, dude, I was thinking the same.
D'Onofrio.
Vincent D'Onofrio, the fucking kingpin.
Is it what's the movie that I'm thinking of though?
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket, yes.
I was thinking the same exact thing, and it's just because of the way Jim gets his haircut.
Yes. D'Onofrio in Full Metal Jacket plays Jim.
His Gomer Pyle.
Yeah.
What is this, Private Pyle? Jelly donut, sir.
Oh man, that's fucking funny.
And I think I would actually change the name of your movie.
Call it like the Fabric Whisperer.
I was just gonna call it just one word, Jersey.
Nice. Jersey.
Jersey.
One man, one quest, all the jerseys.
Yes. Perfect. Did you say what genre yours would be?
Comedy. Jim?
Comedy. Okay.
Mike.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with Ethan Suplee.
Okay.
Because I actually went legit, like, resemblance. Just don't look at the butterfly effect, because then you'll be like, yeah, no.
He's played by a juggalo.
Thumper?
Yeah, pretty much. What's that?
Thumper.
Yeah.
That was his name in that.
I'm going to go...
Mike crossover.
I'm going to go, like, a romantic comedy, and it's going to be called A Wookiee Story. So I like that, though. I'm going to go with Ethan Suplee. We'll call it A Wookiee Story.
Cool.
Or no, A Wookiee's Life. Kind of like A Bug's Life. It's going to be A Wookiee's Life.
Okay.
It's going to be a romantic comedy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Rami Malek from Mr. Robot Will Play Me.
Wait, we didn't even get to critique Mike's.
Wait.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and critique.
All right. So I like your choice of actor, but I'd have to change it. I'd have to suggest that the actual... Chewbacca play you.
Peter Mayhew?
Peter Mayhew?
No, Chewbacca. I don't care who's in the suit.
Oh, it's just a guy in a Chewbacca costume?
Right.
Okay.
And he just is like, and it was like, yeah, Mike, we know.
So the dialogue's going to be really easy, huh?
Right, exactly.
Okay. It's basically Mike playing, you know, Mike is in the suit.
Okay.
Yeah, you could play it and be in the suit, but it's got to
be disappointed. I mean, in the role, it doesn't have a whole lot of depth.
It's just fitting, man.
Not really. I feel like I don't have a lot of depth then.
I feel like the guy who played Opie could be a good candidate to play you too, Mike.
Oh,
Opie
from Sons of Anarchy.
I can see.
Okay, I'm thinking Opie from shows my age.
No, from not
Andy
that Opie.
Griffith, and I'm like, what? Ron Howard?
No, not Ron Howard. That would be really weird.
That's like, pretty
hey
fun.
Guys, it's me, Mike.
And they're like, Ron, you don't act anymore.
That's a special role.
I could see Opie playing Mike, though.
Do I have to, like, just skip stones across a pond or something? I mean,
yeah, exactly. You go out to Lake Ontario.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not too far away. Yeah, I could dig Opie from Sons. Okay, so...
What's that actor's name? I gotta look it up. It's gonna bother me.
Ryan Douglas Hurst.
Ryan Hurst.
Wow, he's actually the same age as me, too.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Who, Ryan Douglas Hurst?
Yeah. Okay, so... All right. Well, I kind of appreciate Dylan's a little bit more, at least.
I'm looking up this Ryan Douglas Hurst
character. It'd be a little bit of, like, more human, maybe. I mean, that's...
Not a weird furry manny.
Right, right. I mean, I suppose if I was, like, I was Chewbacca and, like, I could actually speak, that might work.
I would allow it.
Okay.
Like, if it was more like... Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, how about this? Like, if, like, Chewbacca, like, there was, like, a... Like, he was wearing, like, a translator that would translate his noises into English.
Kind of like Doug in that dog movie?
Yeah, exactly. Like, beer instead of squirrel.
All right. Right, I think that might work a little bit better, Jim. Yeah. I could get behind that, maybe. I mean, I'm still inclined to say, I mean, looks-wise, Ethan Suplee is probably the closest... actor that I know of that has, like, my look down, especially with the ginormous forehead. All right, Dylan, what about yours, though?
Well, I was already getting it. So I think I'll be played by Rami Malek from Mr. Robot.
I don't even know who this is. I've never even heard
Google,
of it.
Just Google Mr. Robot.
He's been in a bunch of stuff.
It would be a coming, like, a sort of coming of age comedy movie. Okay. That's, like, equal parts funny, dramatic, depressing, but well-written. And I think it would be called Frustrated Incorporated. And it would just be me. It would be sort of akin to Clerks, but not.
Wait, isn't there a song that they use in Clerks?
Yes, there is.
Misery.
It's from
Blind Melon, right?
No, it's not Blind Melon. It's Soul Asylum.
Oh, Soul Asylum. Yeah.
I was like, I should write a movie about working in this fucking liquor store. And I just found that song. I'm like, this is such a perfect song. So I think it would be called that.
Okay. I like all of that except for the actor. The actor does look like you, but I want, like, a more ethnic actor. So I'm going to go.
He is ethnic.
No, I'm going to go with... Sofia Vergara.
Fucking, like, an actual, like, Latino person?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I only said her because I love her in Modern Family.
Nice.
Well, shit, you may as well have the fucking little kid from Modern Family play me.
Oh, well, Manny?
Yeah, Manny.
Manny's fucking hilarious. Dude, I'll even,
whoever plays the fucking son on, the son of Pablo Escobar and fucking Narcos could play me, I guess.
You could learn some serious shit from Manny, though. I mean, he's, like, metrosexual all over the place.
All right, I'll say this. I want old Dylan, like, Dylan that's, like, you know, however old this is to be played by Pedro Pascal. That guy's a good actor.
No, old Dylan's got to be, like, Cheech Marin.
No, that's really old.
No, I got old Dylan. Who was it? I can never remember his name.
Benicio del Toro?
No.
Antonio Banderas?
Jimmy Smith?
No, hold on.
Javier Bardem? All the good-looking Latino actors?
John Leguizamo, or whatever his name is.
John Leguizamo?
Yeah.
John Leguizamo!
Oh, that's great. He was good in, that show with, the dude from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, that would be old Dylan.
That'd be like Dylan in his 40s.
Yeah. That's not really old, though.
I'm played by, like, Dylan and, like, the fucking clown from Spawn. Fucking, he played Luigi.
I'm thinking maybe an old Dylan could be Alvaro Torres.
Who the hell's that?
Alvaro Torres? He's a famous singer from El Salvador.
How about Miguel Ferrer?
You've got Adrian Belani or whatever his name is.
How about America Ferrer?
How about Adrian Grenier?
Adrian Belani? Belani, or B-E-L-L-A-N-I, I think is how he spells it.
I have no idea who that is.
He's another famous El Salvadorian actor. He could play a middle-aged Dylan.
Yeah, John Leguizamo is in Bloodline.
That's how fantastic. You say his name. I can never say it right.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
He's a good actor in everything
I need to watch Bloodline.
Yeah, it's really good. I enjoy it.
Yeah, he's a good actor in everything he does. And he's funny as fuck. And the last suggestion I have for you is Kevin Hernandez. He's a young, famous El Salvadorian actor.
What about Jay Hernandez?
No, Kevin.
What about my original pick?
He was in the movie Get the Gringo.
I don't know who the guy is. The
I don't care. That's what Jim McCutcheon kept saying. So I'm gonna go with Rami Malek.
Okay.
Look him up online.
But I find your suggestions for old Dylan quite funny.
Some of them weren't old though.
Cheech Marin is old.
Yeah, that's the only one that was like. Jim comes up with John Leguizamo, and that's not old at all. He's like in
his. But that's like old. But like that's older. That'd be like me in the future, like 20. You know, like 20 years in the future.
Well, that's true, but you know, that's kind of depressing. I just realized, like, 20 years in the future, you're going to be in your 40s. I'm going to be in my 60s.
What about Andy Garcia? Why can't I be played by, like, Javier Bardem, an Academy Award-winning actor?
Because that's not who we thought of.
Sofia Vergara. All right, what's the next question, Dylan?
All right.
That was fun. I liked that one.
I liked it, too. All right. This one's fun, too. If a restaurant had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it?
So wait, say it again?
If a restaurant had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it?
Ooh, can we add, what would the name of the sandwich be?
Sure, why not?
Because I think that adds to it a little bit.
All right, go for it.
I'm thinking about this. This is difficult. This is a good question, though. I like it. Gosh, man, this is tough.
I got something.
Well, go
okay. Go ahead. Jim. Go ahead, Jim.
It would have to be kind of Permane Brothers ask sandwich.
You can have it be whatever it is.
But you know, and I'm a big fan of chicken, and I like spicy stuff. So I'm thinking like a Cajun Caribbean chicken jerk mix.
Ooh, I like it. I like it.
Mozzarella provolone cheese mix on it, like pizza cheese instead of like sliced cheese. Melted mm-hmm. onto it with maybe
you're making my mouth water.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I don't know, trying to think of what else to throw on there. Maybe a little bit of pepperoni or something like that. Maybe some bacon or like a thin slice of ham or something.
I was almost going to, the ham is good. I like the ham. I was going to suggest maybe, because you said like a Caribbean jerk style, mm-hmm. like maybe some banana peppers.
Oh, that would go with it well.
Yeah, yeah.
Or that's what you could have it one of two ways. Maybe have an option for some pepper jack cheese instead of.
You should put like pickled onions. Those would be good.
Oh, that wouldn't be that bad.
Regular onions, no pickled.
No, the pickled onions with a little bit of cilantro.
Oh, yeah. The cilantro would be good. And I'd have to call it pile it on.
Pile it on. Okay, I like it.
All right, I think I got an idea for mine. It's gonna go back to my roots. So there's a food from El Salvador called pupusas. Do you know what those are?
No.
So basically it's like a cornmeal sort of, it looks like a flat, like a tortilla, but it's like a cornmeal. I don't want to say patty, but it's like a round piece of bread. And they put meat or cheese or vegetables or like all three or meat and cheese in them. And they cook them and like you like rip them apart and it's like gooey and you like dip them in sauce. Oh, they're so good. They're kind of greasy. But they're delicious. Gotcha. So they're like the well-known food of El Salvador. I would use those as like the buns. And I think in between, I would probably put some kind of like, I don't even know. I'd probably maybe put like, but I wouldn't do like a like beef inside them. I'd probably do like the cheese in them. So it'd be like when you get like crust, like a cheese stuffed crust pizza. Or like the burgers that have like the cheese inside of them, or they have like the grilled cheese as the buns. It'd be kind of like that. I think I would do like some kind of definitely like beef or pork marinated, and then like some kind of like spicy sauce on it. Like I don't like a spicy but sort of like creamy sauce at the same time to kind of like contrast against the heat. Some cheese, maybe like some caramelized onions. I think I'd probably do like a pulled pork on that. I think that would work well.
Sounds good.
Did you say the name?
The Gonzo.
The Gonzo. Okay. And that was one of your nicknames, so that kind of makes sense.
And I would call it the Gonzo. I know why I would call it the Gonzo. Because the pulled pork has been marinated with Gonzo Imperial Porter made by Flying Dog Brewery. That's my twist on it.
I like it.
And I'd probably throw like some hot peppers on there too.
Man, I'm struggling on this one. I mean, so many sandwiches have been done, and you know, I don't know. You know what I think I'd probably keep it a little simpler, but I would do like some bratwurst on like a nice nice French bread roll with some beer battered, and I mean beer, like a really good beer, like a really nice like they just soak the onions in a lager for like hours and then battered them. And then fried them. And then a spicy brown mustard over it all.
That sounds absolutely fucking brilliant.
Yeah, and I would leave it at that. I it's very simple, but I think it would be delicious. And I think I would just call it it's going to be a play on words, but it would just be the beer brat.
The beer brat?
Yes, because it was bratwurst. Called the beer brat.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it. So we got the Gonzo, the beer brat, and what was yours, Jim?
Pile it on. You could call yours the Bratzy.
You could. Got a nice movie tie-in, perhaps.
Yeah.
Of a movie that nobody saw. Any other questions, Dylan?
Oh, we could do one more if we're feeling up to it.
I'm enjoying these questions. This is kind of refreshing to me that I haven't had to... I'm not reading the question, so I like that we're able to add on to these questions too and come up with like some extra added stuff to them. They're kind of fun.
Yeah, the tables have turned.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many good ones. Like, I don't know which one to do next. So.
Well, I mean, we could do a couple more if Jim's up for it.
All right. I will do this one, and I think I posited this one to. Some folks the other day, but we'll do it again now. If you found $28 in a parking lot, what would you spend it on?
Oh,
yeah. Probably the parking for the parking lot.
I think.
All right, Jim. Let's for the sake of it, it's a free parking lot.
Okay, I'll have to think then.
Yeah, you asked this question of me the other day, I believe, in a chat that we were in. I like this question because I think there's so many possibilities and so many things you could do with it. $28 is a nice sum of money. I think there's tons of different options for you. You could, you know, maybe Dylan would appreciate this, I'm sure. You could maybe, you know, buy a concert ticket for yourself and go see a nice show, you know?
cheap concert ticket.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's bound to be something there. I mean, you know, you could find a show to go to for $28, right?
In my neck of the woods, you'd have to search a little bit.
Right. But, you know, still not, I mean, at least, you know, if it didn't pay for the whole ticket, it would pay for maybe at least a nice chunk of the ticket.
Yeah, I'd say at least 3/4.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily know that I would do that. But, you know, what I might do is maybe just go out for like a nice meal, like go to... I don't know. Blue Wolf Bistro? Maybe the Jenny Brew House, you know, and just get a nice meal and a couple of beers and, you know.
I would do a few things with it.
You know, maybe even invite like a special someone out with me, you know, to go out to dinner. Even if it wouldn't necessarily cover both of us, which it probably wouldn't, it would at least pay for probably one of us to have like a decent meal and maybe a drink or two. So I'll stand by that. I think I would probably go out for a decent meal and a couple of drinks.
I would probably do a couple things with it.
Rent a hooker?
No.
Tranny hooker?
I would put it in my bank account and just keep it for myself.
Okay, that's kind of boring.
That's the boring answer. I would go buy beer with it.
Okay, that's all right.
I would go buy a pizza for my coworkers at work.
Ooh, that's generous. Yeah.
I would go to happy hour and get probably a decent amount, like probably a good amount of like cheap ass drinks for $28, right?
I mean, you live in a more metropolitan area than us, so up here $28 would go a pretty long way.
Hey,
like if I went to Three Heads Brewing, $28 would get me I would say at least 4, if not 5 beverages there.
Okay, well, let's say they're doing $5 margaritas. I mean,
like I said, you'd be, you know, if depending on how generous you tip, you know, 4 to 5 margaritas.
I'd say that's 4 margaritas, a $5 tip, and then $3 left in my wallet.
$3 to get that tranny hooker and along the alley.
Why are we talking about tranny hookers?
I don't know. Jim brought it up. I figured I would just add to it.
And then the tranny hooker showed up at my hotel and knocked on my door at 3 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Frickin' New Jersey.
I'd probably buy pot with it, to be honest with you.
Hey, Mike, can you cut that out?
No, you don't have to cut that out.
Buy pot with it?
Fuck, why not?
Okay. How much pot would that get? Would it be enough? Would it be satisfying enough? Or?
Yeah, I might have to throw in like 2 more bucks for a little bit, like to get a full amount. But yeah, that'd get me
to get a good buzz on.
I wouldn't indulge in all that in the same night, but
okay. Well, I mean that's what I'm saying. I mean, you would.
Oh, that would have me good for like a week.
Oh, okay, okay. I mean, I don't buy drugs. So
I don't do that kind of. I don't do that shit on the reg. So.
Right, right. I mean, I didn't know, like, you know, $28. I don't know how far that would take you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd probably just buy pot with it.
Okay. Right on.
Watch, fucking future employer's gonna listen to this, and they're just gonna be like, yeah, we're not hiring him.
Do I need to cut all this out?
Yeah, you better. Yeah, can you cut it out, Mike? Can you cut that out? Edit that out.
Fuck it. I'm putting myself out on a limb.
Okay.
I am quite refreshed by you putting yourself out on a limb there, little buddy.
I'm gonna get a message from Dylan in like a week's time going, hey, that stuff about the pod, can you edit that out? I'm not comfortable leaving that in.
Whatever. No one's listening to this anyway.
We have a solid 5 listener, 5 listener listenership, you know, and that counts for nothing, but hey. If we can name them all in like 5 seconds, then, you know, that's cool.
That's probably what I would do with it if I didn't just go, like,
buy. Honestly, though, I mean, have we ever been about people who listen to this?
No.
Fuck no.
I mean, that's never really been our
thing. Oh, you know what? I got a better answer. I'd probably use it to buy a fucking fine-ass hockey jersey from GrinderJerseys.com.
Nice.
There you go.
That's how you're getting warm. After I got my $5 coupon off by using promo code JimsBBQ.
Wait, what?
Don't spread that around, man. That's a huge discount.
I didn't even know about that. Shit, man. Who the hell's bankrolling all of that discount for our 5 listeners?
I'll tell you. Probably E-Man. He's probably using it on product for his hair.
Oh. Oh, he's got some sweet-ass hair, huh?
Oh, my God. He's got the sweetest fucking hair.
I thought I had the sweetest hair.
You've got the sweetest long hair. E-Man's got the sweetest hair.
Okay.
And I have a correction from all my previous podcasts, too. Henry's brother's name is not Hector, it's Oscar. I have no idea why I kept saying Hector, but it's Oscar. He's like, how could you fucking forget my brother's name is Oscar? Oscar the Grouch?
That's too fucking funny.
Hey, at least Henry's listening then.
Yeah. Oh, they were pumped. When did the other one drop? Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah.
E listened to it that day, and them finished I know it he did. The next day, and they both sent me some messages. So it was pretty cool. In fact, Nem's, which is Henry, he's gonna be on the show. So we gotta figure out next time we're gonna record and get him on too. We're gonna record next week.
Hey, wait a minute. How come Danny Trejo's not playing old Dylan?
Oh,
that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Or who's the other fucking? Who's
that's
the guy
like Dylan? From... Dylan had a real rough time between like the ages of like 40 and 60. Like if Danny Trejo is playing you, man, what the hell did you go through for like a 20-year period?
No, who's the other?
I mean, did you do like a did you do like a stint in prison? I mean,
what stint in prison? No, who's the guy from Breaking Bad? Jim. Oh, Mike, you watched it too.
Jesse Pinkman?
No, Gus? No. Well, I was gonna say Gus. No, the guy that they dealt with before Gus.
Oh shit! Yeah,
and, what?
And he's on Better Call Saul too.
The crazy guy.
Tuco?
Tuco.
Tuco.
Yeah, he was on. He's in Major Crimes or whatever show too.
Yeah, I forget what the actor's name is. I mean, I'm saying that more just like for laughs, but
yes, Dylan's being
gotten quite a few laughs out of Mike today.
I'm enjoying myself. I'm having a good time.
So Jim, what are you going to spend your $28 on?
I got to go down the Mike route. I'm not sure exactly what, but I'm sure it would be spent on food.
Oh, fuck that. No, Jim.
Oh, wait. I got something better.
Fucking fabric, dude.
Yeah, you're going to Joann Fabrics. No. You're price matching and on their website. You're getting like two or three more fabrics for Dottiekin's ugly shirts. I know where you're at.
Yeah, that would be a good idea, but I think I've got the best idea. I'd have to go to VME, that beer store that we've gone to, and pick up 10 random Sprecher's gourmet sodas, whatever flavors I felt like for that day. You know, maybe two grape, maybe two creamsicle, two cherry cola, maybe a regular cola, some cream sodas. I don't know, whatever I felt like.
It's a little mini variety pack.
Exactly.
That's just crazy talk.
It is, but it would
you're
be so good.
You're totally going to Giant Fabrics.
Nice.
Well, we all know where fucking Daryl Clark would go in his beautiful life.
Oh, Primanti Brothers. All right, Dylan, you got one more for us?
This is a good one. If a UFO landed in front of your house and an extraterrestrial exited the vehicle and went up to you and said, "Give me something to bring back home to my... bring back to my home planet," what would you give them?
Ooh, fabric. No. Wow, dude, that's a good question.
A sample?
Like, here's a sample. Come back if you need more. Here's a website you can visit.
I didn't say a sample of what.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to give him one of my hockey jerseys and be like, take this with you.
Take this to your leader.
Yeah. Be like, let me know what they think. Can get more.
Yeah.
If you visit GrinderJerseys.com.
Exactly. But here's the promo. I can't think of anything that I probably enjoyed more than my hockey jersey collection. And I'd probably have to give them something from there. Especially since a lot of things that I've collected I've never opened out of the box, and my hockey jerseys I wear and enjoy.
I don't know. I guess, sample. Blood, stool, cum, whatever they want.
Ew. I wouldn't give them that. I'd probably give them like a beer or something.
I mean, I think that they would appreciate that so they could figure us out.
Look, man, I'm not about to give the extraterrestrials, it's like, here's a reason for you. Like, yeah, that's a little weird. I'd probably give them, like, here, try this. You guys probably have similar things on your home planet. This is what we use. This is what we consume to get fucked up. You guys know what depression is?
Nice.
This will help you figure out they're like, what is depression? Like, drink this, you'll know.
Could we give them Donald Trump?
Yeah, sure, why not? We can give them Donald Trump.
Okay. Only if they can take the bitch with her, too.
I'm just like, here, take fucking Donald Trump, give him the anal probe, and then just, like, launch him into the black hole.
Actually, just take all the politicians.
Yeah, just take all of them.
Fuck it.
Except Bernie Sanders and Justin Trudeau. You can leave those two here. Just leave Bernie Sanders and Justin Trudeau.
All right.
And Jill Stein. I like her, too. But you can take, like, all the shit bags and just, like, throw them into the black hole.
I'll go back to my original answer. I'll give them a sample.
Sample?
Whatever they want, man.
Like, all right, bend over.
Okay.
Alien pulls. He's like, you guys got a latex glove?
Wait, that would fit like an alien? I mean, are their hands the same? I mean, what?
I don't know. We don't even know what they look like.
Or whatever instrument that they have. I mean...
I'm still gonna go with a beer. I'm just like, here's a can of Heady Topper.
Couldn't I just poop one out into a Ziploc bag?
Everyone's like, what's Mike doing?
I'm making peace with the aliens.
You're making poo with the aliens.
I'm snapping one off for them.
I guess it's better than, I don't know, making nookie with them, but...
Hey, you know what? If they needed that, I'd be the man. I'd take
like that. Christopher Walken in that fucking movie.
If they needed blood, pee.
Christopher Walken was in a fucking movie?
Yeah, he was in a movie where he like got pulled up onto a UFO and he like had sex with aliens.
Blood, pee, poo, cum, jizz, spooge.
Spooge.
Whatever they need.
Toe jam.
Toe jam, a little earwax maybe.
Duck butter.
I you know what? They need some hairs. I can cut some hair off. I got some extra, right?
Duck butter.
Duck butter. What the fuck is duck butter?
Do you really want to know?
Not really.
Okay, good. We won't talk about it then.
We'll let the listenership, all five of them, look that up.
Just Google it.
Yeah.
Or go on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, boy.
All right.
You know, nothing can result in anything good if you're looking up something on Urban Dictionary. That's all I got to say about that.
I think that's going to wrap this week up for insecurities. So we got some more for next week, though.
Oh, man. I enjoyed these, Dylan. I enjoyed the time off for my questions and like going through some of yours.
Everyone does.
Oh, yeah.
I like going through Dylan's stuff.
I can't wait till those aliens come, man.
Yeah, I bet you can't. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's going to be so much fun. I'm looking forward to
it. What are we up to now, boys?
I think we're up to Jim's favorite segment of the week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. Would that be...
Holy shit, I think Michael Winslow was here.
Yeah, or Bismarck E.
Let me clear my throat.
Michael Winslow.
What?
Oh, this is funny.
I mean, we were talking about Steve Guttenberg earlier, so apparently yeah. Winslow was on the mind, too.
I don't really have a Sarge of the Week or anyone that really stands out, aside from my coworker who rang up somebody for, like, way more money than they were supposed to get rung up for, and I had to deal with this fucking asshole on the phone.
Oh, boy.
But I don't really have a good one.
Jim?
I honestly don't have anything either.
All right. Well, the only one I can think of was the dude that wouldn't drop his wife off in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, that dude deserves it.
Fucking Sarge.
I mean, Sean
and I were riding away like from the con and from downtown Buffalo, and we were discussing it, going, man, what a jerk move. Why the hell would...
Total jerk move.
Yeah. I mean, any guy listening to this, you know, if you're going somewhere with your significant other and the weather's inclement, or, you know, maybe she's, or you find out that you're going to have to walk a little further than what you think, go drop her off. Always. You always have to offer the drop off.
Yeah, I was going to say Chris Seymour can go fuck himself.
Well, that's a given.
But other than that.
All right, boys. Well, I think just about wrap us up for the episode 36 of Jim's BBQ podcast. A pretty good episode. I like the insecurities questions this week. I think they were pretty good.
Oh, I liked them too. I had a really good time. Glad you let me take over the reins for a bit.
I think you hit upon some good questions. I never have any issue with... if the questions are good and they warrant it, I never have any issue with us maybe going down a different path with them. I think it's funny that one of them was, you know, like, you know, kind of in line with one of the questions I had, you know.
But, I agree.
Yeah, that was just, I didn't know you were going to come out with that question. You said it, and I'm looking at my list that I have in front of me, and I go, wait a minute. You know, it was kind of funny. We'll probably have another episode here for you in, what, like another week or so, and... hope you guys are enjoying what we're doing, and if you want to check out more of it, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram if you punch in at JimsBBQPod.
And you can always email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com. And follow us and get the episodes fresh from the grill at www.JimsBBQPod.com.
Hey, be sure, like, when you email us, tell us what a Sarge Dillon is. We really want to hear you tell us how much of a Sarge Dillon is.
Absolutely.
Actually, put that in the subject line. Just put Dillon as a Sarge and just hit send.
That'd be sweet.
That would be. And if you want to hear more Sarginess of Dillon, you can also go out to iTunes and subscribe. You know, give us a little review. Tell us what you think of the podcast. We want to hear from you.
Thanks for listening to Jim's Barbecue, where you can come and wet your whistle and get stuffed.
Yeehaw.
Alrighty. Oh my god, dude. When you somebody farts in a room and you can taste it in your mouth when you're on the other side of the room, it's bad. I thought it was going to burn a hole through my cheek. My mouth, not my butt.
I think I burned a hole through my ass that day.
I don't doubt it.
So, Dillon, which one did you like better when you were at Magnify? Did you like the Vine Shine or the low visibility?
I didn't have either one.
Wow. Maybe did you opt for some black wheat?
Didn't have that one either.
Jeez.
What the fuck are you doing? Are you, like, reading their webpage, Jim?
Yeah.
I was like, how does he know about this shit?
But da da da, Insecurities with Dillon, Jim, and Mike.
It sounded like you were going to vomit.
I gave it like a little like a radio station.
Or you were like the beer whisperer. Oh, beer's
oh, oh yeah.
Beer is just divine. Oh fuck, my neck was stuck on my headset.
Do you want me to do it over again? Did you not like that intro?
No, I liked it. That was funny. If you want to do it again, that's fine. You can put that as an Easter egg.
Maybe. We'll see.
I think the first movie would start off with, like, me getting off a plane and getting picked up by Ethan Suplee, and then showing up, and then Vincent D'Onofrio would show up at the Crandall's house.
No, Vincent D'Onofrio would jump out of the back of the van.
Oh, yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio jumps out of the back of the van.
Hey, buddy!
And then we go to your place, and we start recording the podcast. It's like, well, we're going to talk about everyone's life now. It's like, so you go first, young Dillon. It's like, well... So-
It would be Ethan Suplee, Vincent D'Onofrio,
and Rami Malek.
Not Sofia Vergara?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, so yeah, I mean, I guess it... Well, no, wait. So mine would actually be Ethan Suplee, but Jim's would actually be what I nominated as the Vincent D'Onofrio. It wouldn't be... Wait, who did he choose?
Jason Biggs.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny.